May God forgive us.
What if any of our lives matter anymore? At the end of the summer, we'll turn on each other, turn on each other. Though we don't share a mother, I call you my brother, call you my brother. Before you betrayed me, the way that you played me was so beautiful. Now I must hunt you down. Because you turned away from God, now you are my problem. Yeah, you betrayed your father, and his own. Renounce, renounce, renounce the apocalypse on radio captive Brooklyn. Freedom is a lie. I will send you home, Jesus, this Friday at 2 p.m. Go gently, go quietly into the night.
Giant sun is like orbiting over Radio Free Brooklyn right now and just like beaming down these like weird fucking waves on us. They're like sticking to our skin.
Yes, Jesus will hunt you down. I'm a strong arm of the Lord. Forget the apocalypse. These are stranger things, it seems. The truth lies in your dreams.
Good enough.
All right, all right, all right, all right.
You want to do it again?
No.
Nah.
Nah, good enough, right?
Yeah.
That's good.
Well?
That was a good one.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like we could do it again if we wanted to. It's a live show, after all.
Pretty impossible. You can't go back in time.
No.
You can't go back in time at all.
Well,
that's,
I mean,
that's a good point.
Kind of
you can't travel back in time.
Like a, it's like a trombone of time that we've been on the last couple episodes, really.
But you True. Could do a flashback.
Bone. So, I mean, speaking of a flashback, fill me in a little bit. What's been
going on? Well, it's true. You know,
what's been going on in the last couple weeks?
Yeah. Well, there's been some pretty intense flashbacks. Pat could fill you in.
Yeah, you know, it's true that you can't go back in time. It's a good point. And sometimes you wish you could. You know, because we've all made mistakes. It's true.
I wish I could be pure again.
Yeah, I
wish I could be innocent.
And honestly, I'm pretty pure.
Me and my good friend Jad, my co-host, we had a falling out way back when. You know, I think we should probably introduce ourselves.
Yeah, introductions are always good.
Anyways.
All right.
I'm your host. I'm Pat. I'm the host of the podcast. I used to be a journalist, but then I got a little turned on to Jesus, and I started my own radio show, and there was a little problem. And well, we can discuss all that later. But anyways, my co-host Jad is here.
Hello, everyone. My name is Jad Slayman. I fear nothing.
It's true.
And I am the co-host of the Apocalcast.
Also true.
Incredible.
Very true. Yeah, there's a lot of truth happening right now.
There's truth all around. And sitting to my right, here is Sarah Steele.
You know, they say the truth will set you free, but sometimes the truth just fucks you right in the ass.
That's so true.
You know?
Speaking of truth, that is just some of it right there.
The truth just comes bursting through the wall like the Kool-Aid guy.
Yeah.
Like the truth!
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point, Jack.
No.
Sarah, that's also a good point. Well, anyways,
we
have our friend.
Yeah, this is Noah. I'm the hastily introduced Deus Ex Machina here to
figure
stuff out. Thank
God you're here.
I'm here for this episode.
People
know
that because he's here. He's here to patch shit up. So it's
definitely.
It's a very special episode.
It's so hard to figure so many things out. Thank God you're fucking here.
Yeah, it's true.
All these really tough questions all the time.
Yeah. We discussed part of our falling out on last week's episode, which you can check out.
For those
at
home, bring out your secret decoder rings.
Yep.
It's about
and
to get apocryphal
to the
in here.
And
yeah.
Listen to
is this the music that's not licensed so you can use it?
Yep.
Absolutely.
Sorry, I'm just getting up to speed here as
Listen,
I hastily introduced...
I don't really appreciate you laughing. This is a serious show about some serious questions.
As
okay?
I hastily introduced Deus Ex back in
the read a fucking book, New York.
I gotta get up to speed.
No, it's good. You know,
okay.
Right. You do need to be up to speed. I'm sorry about that. Jad, it's true. These things do happen to everybody. You know?
Yeah, Jad.
Even me. Jad!
I know, they happen even to you. It's crazy.
Questions who are we?
So we had a falling out, and it was fucking
what is
horrible.
Life?
Wanted to kill you, Dad.
Oh my God. This is something that has been brewing for 70 years. 80 years.
Fucking years, yeah. Since the Prohibition days, this has been unresolved, you know? And back during the Prohibition days, I would have fucking killed you if I ever had you in my sights, Dad.
Holy
shit, would I have killed you.
Fucking.
I just saw Jesus differently than you did back then. And really, when it's in prime time, that shit can turn violent. And, good friends who host the podcast together can go to war and terrible things happen. And then, another friend can betray the podcast and then go join up with that person in their, rebellion
against
friends.
The darkest hour.
The darkest hour. And then, sometimes, another friend comes in to help. So today, we're going to tell the story. We're going to tell the story of how Noah helped Jad, my co-host here, save the podcast. After Sarah betrayed it and went to go join me back when I was the Reverend of Ilibaba Patrica.
Like you said, it's a deus ex machina. That's how the story ends. Now you find out how the story begins.
Well, hastily introduced. I was someone's college roommate.
Well, anyways,
let's go all the way back.
All the way back.
Ooh. All the way
it
back.
It was a dark and stormy night. Night had a dark and stormy drink at the bar earlier. I was on a hunt. A hunt for a man named Patrick. Where he came from and where he'd been, I surely did not know.
Oh, where did I come from?
But where he was going, I had to find out.
Oh, where am I going?
So I went down to the churchyards where he had previously been known to give his sermons. I asked, Pat? Hey, Pat! Come back, man. The cast needs you.
Where? Who goes there, woman?
Is that you, Pat? I shone on my flashlight, not knowing if flashlights had been invented.
Oh, Zeo Steel. Good to see you. Good to see that you're willing to talk to me after I boined your co-host, Kristen. I boined that bitch at the stake. I watched her crackle and scream. Because she saw Christ differently than I did. And she was running with you apocalypse heathens.
I know you see us as apocalypostates, but...
I see you as apocalypse. Apocalypse.
Well, smash the apocalypse, but... Kristen, it's actually kind of eerie that she's not here this week. Back in 1939. But, yeah... No, she honestly, witches can't be stood. I understand. We have to do this all in the name of Jesus. I'm with the cause. I just...
Well, now that Prohibition has been revoked since the last episode, I feel like maybe we can put a lot of our differences aside, Sarah.
So Prohibition has been...
Well, we can put a lot of our differences inside. Just bottle them up on the inside.
You know what? You're right. Come give me a hug.
Oh, it feels good, man.
Psych, bitch! Ah! I fucking hate you! I hate the Apocalypse!
No!
I hate everything that you stand for!
But Patrick...
You show no respect to Jesus. You don't even help us with the fucking fundraising.
What fundraising?
Oh, I've been a fundraising and a Lord praising.
I've been raising fun left and right every weekend, Saturday, Sunday.
You've been doing it for those evil heretics over at Radio Free Brooklyn.
But radio is supposed to be free. How it is a great dream. It's like a child's eyes as he unwraps a gift for his birthday. You know that magic. You can't take it away.
It ain't nothing like that.
What do you mean? Are you telling me you don't believe in free radio anymore?
I don't. You and Jed, you've been preaching some heretic bullshit over at Radio Free Brooklyn. We here at Radio Captive Brooklyner, we got the true word of the Lord.
Radio
don't you forget
Captive.
That. I heard that you guys been hanging out with my old associate and friend Noah.
But what about
he's
our
nice
models?
Guy. He's a cool guy, but he's no Reverend Billy Bob. He hasn't even been touched by Christ.
Who
recently.
Is the Reverend Billy Bob?
I know you've seen me with a beard before, but you never seen me with a beard like this. Mm-mm. By the way, where is Johnny Bebo? You seen him lately?
I thought he might have gone out to look for you.
Well, you could put it that way.
Do you know Billy Bob? Please tell us.
I don't know. Let's talk about something else.
But no, where's our?
I'm just telling you. I don't know, and it's weird.
You know? But where's our missing Apocal cast member?
I don't know. How's the podcast going with your new co-host? Are you guys still rambling?
I mean, still gambling it's Jad and Noah and sometimes Kristen's ghost shows up and.
I have no regrets about setting Kristen on fire.
You can't burn what's already burning.
Well, anyways, I'm not making any peace with you. But listen, Sarah.
Will you hit this piece with me?
Yeah, I'll do that. All right, let's hit this piece.
Yeah, that's some good shit.
Oh, yeah! Oh, that's cool.
I'm so glad you got the umbrella out.
Yeah.
Because it was raining so hard
protecting
before.
Protecting us from the rain.
Yeah.
I've been a yelling and an umbrella.
Has anyone filed like a missing persons report for Johnny Bebo?
Spreading the word of the Lord and keeping people dry. That's a good question you raised about Johnny Bebo. I don't know. Maybe we should go down to the police station and file one together.
Never talk to cops, man.
That's a good point.
You so, never talk to the fucking cops.
So I guess we don't know what happened to Johnny Bebo.
Dude, nobody knows. When was the last time we even saw Johnny B-Roll?
It's Jad.
Hey, Jad. Hey, look,
what's
it's
up,
you,
man?
Jad.
If only we knew a journalist.
Well, honestly, I got no idea.
No idea.
Yeah. But listen, Sarah, why don't you join me?
I don't know, Pat. That sounds a lot like... Isn't that treason?
In a way. But in a deeper way, it's as if you are drilling and a drilling for like coal. And there's like the coal on the outside that's a little pious, you know? And then as you get deeper and deeper and deeper, it's like the thicker coal and the darker coal and the more magical coal. And then as you get deeper and deeper, it gets a more pious and a pious. And at the bottom, there is a pious of diamond.
A pious of diamond.
That's right. You see my beard that I've grown? You see my t-shirt with the tiger riding a bicycle?
Oh, Lord, yeah, you know.
These are signs of lessons that I've learned in the depths.
I ain't never had no taste for coal, but...
In the depths
a girl loves
But at the
diamonds.
Bottom, all that coal is diamonds.
Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
So you gotta be pious.
Oh,
a summer block.
And
so you
and
gotta
then
be
that,
pious.
And then that was the moment.
Oh, wow, yeah. There was an advertisement for some reason that was yelled at us.
I mean, they were just developing like the great propaganda skills in that era.
So listen.
Yeah, listen. So that's about the time that I realized that I was slowly being converted, convoited, though my soul.
I was like, convoit. Convoit,
oh,
Sarah.
Oh, Lord.
I was like, how well does Jad really treat you?
But.
Does he let you go near the board since I'm gone?
Well, no, because he's afraid that Tom Attenney's going to come with his heavy cock and impose justice on him. He don't let Sarah Steele anywhere near the board.
Every once in a while, he lets me get a taste of the virgin's blood.
But he doesn't leave you alone with it. He used to criticize me for not letting him near the board. And now he won't let you near the board. And eventually I betrayed all you. So think about that. Think about how Jad will be there for you in the future.
I have to say, that makes perfect sense.
All right, well, I think it's decided. We're going to join forces and we're going to take down those fucking heretics. Those fucking pig-worshipping, animal-fucking heretics at the Apocalypse. Lazy. They've been nude. And they've been rude.
Nude and rude. Very, very lewd.
Oh, the lewdness.
The nudeness? Oh, The Importance of Being Nude by Oscar Wilde.
They've been reading literature that encourages nudity.
Hey, look at my wanker. You wanker. I'm nude.
They've been engaging in nudity. Think of it. One in every three of their shows is nude.
It's all rambling. It's only gambling over there.
Oh, Sarah, now you're speaking my language.
It's got me shambling.
Oh, it's got you shambling in the name of Jesus. Oh, it's me, the Reverend Ebony Baba Patrika, the Raging Cajun. Let's go fucking baptize you. It's time.
Let me get my scuba suit.
Hang on, we gotta go out to sea. The baptism.
Oh, classic, classic. Simpler times back then. You could just like take a rowboat straight across the Atlantic. It was a thing. It was like just a lovely little journey. It would take you like a couple days.
Well, anyways. I'll just see we go.
That was a very. How do I know that you're the real Patrick?
Well, I've seen things. Terrible, terrible, terrible things. And wonderful things. Things of such joyous wonder that you wouldn't even understand. So join me. Out to sea.
I was hoping you could tell me... I was hoping you could tell me a little bit more about some of the things that you've seen and some of the things that you've done and some of the things that you used to do.
I used to host a podcast on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Where?
So listen, Sarah, why are we on a boat? Cut to the chase.
I don't know. I was following you, man.
I don't know. I was following you. Right?
Oh,
fucking
shit. I just figured you knew what you were
doing. Well, there's a lot of fog.
What are we, in Scotland?
We are in Scotland. Listen.
Listen, yeah. Okay.
Got the holy diamonds going.
So what do we do now that we've joined forces? We've got to take down the Apocalypse.
Well, I mean, who's left at the Apocalypse now?
Well, back then, it was just you, buddy. And it was Jad intellectually, even though Sarah was a double agent. So after we had our little powwow on the boat, we went back to shore. And
so
she
I
went back
like
to the Apocalypse.
I could
and it
sabotage
was
the stream.
And you know how I'm like, don't touch the stream. So anyways, yeah, Jad. Mm-mm. He never let you get anywhere near the fucking board.
I had to create a diversion.
Yep. So that reason got the loyalty, because everybody fears Tom, you know? A man with such
had...
a heavy, heavy cock that it pulls in other objects, and then they get like condensed into dark matter.
And it's almost like a car accident. You can't look away from it.
But
like,
it's so
I just sent Tom nude into
it's,
the room.
It's big, also, but it's very big. But it's not like gargantuan. You know, it's not like disgusting. It's like just a big, giant cock, and you're like, good for you. But what's
healthy.
Extraordinary about it? Very healthy. What's extraordinary about it? The fucking weight of the thing is like incredible.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So naturally, Jad was frightened of Tom. So he never let you anywhere near the fucking board. And everybody criticized me. So even though we're over all this shit, there's still a little tension. You know? unresolved issues. So if we're going to resolve those issues, we might as well go back. We got back to shore. We went out to sea for some reason to have a conversation. I was like, are you following me? Did you eat that? Can we share it? Whatever. But that we decided to team up, join forces, and that all of you motherfuckers were a bunch of pig-fucking, dog-worshipping, flea-bag.
And we started sharing the same dreams.
Motherfuckers. And we started.
It was actually very interesting. The first night, we dreamt that we were riding a giant bunny rabbit through the desert. And then all of a sudden, Jesus came down and he said, Apocalcast. We knew what he meant. He meant the Apocalcast had to go down.
Yep.
Meant we had to send it straight back to hell from whence it came.
So
down
she just showed up with the Apocalcast like it was nothing.
Oh, Lordy. Oh, Jordy LaForge.
The rage and occasion beckons you to go back to the Apocalcast. Act as though nothing has changed. And then get me information on those fucking dog-worshipping, pig-fucking heretic motherfuckers.
So there I was, with a little smile on my face. So I put some sunglasses on so that my castmates wouldn't be able to see my shifty eyes on my traitorous face. Oh, hey, Jad. Look, it's you.
It is me. It's Jad Slayman.
This is when you guys were out in the town. That's right. Go on.
It's Jad.
My, doesn't your hair look luxurious today?
Oh, and my glasses, too.
Oh, my God, so shiny.
Yeah, Sarah, you have such beautiful glasses on.
Why,
such beautiful sunglasses. Why? Why is it?
You know, I'm just sensitive to the light.
Oh, yeah, well, I know all about that because I spend all my time downstairs at Radio Free Brooklyn doing the podcast. You know, it's so great.
You know, these eyes have seen things. Things you wouldn't believe.
Things like what?
Things you couldn't understand.
What do you mean?
I used to be a co-host on a podcast. I mean, I currently am a co-host on a podcast.
Yeah, you're my co-host on the Apocalcast.
Right. I mean, of course.
What do you mean used to be?
No,
what do you mean used to be?
What do you mean used to be?
Was that a slip of the tongue?
It's sort of like a Blade Runner thing. It's not going to come out for like 50 years.
What the fuck is Blade Runner?
It's like we're on like a if we were on like a time trombone.
Okay.
It's just going forward and backwards.
Okay, I got some pictures of animals. I want to see your reaction to them. Your emotional reaction to them.
Oh yeah,
oh,
yeah,
I love
yeah.
Cute animals.
Okay.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, give her the test. Give her the test.
What do you think of this?
A test? What do you mean?
No, not a test. Just pictures.
Oh, I mean the pictures. Not the test.
Okay, here's
I mean,
here's
I seriously
animal.
Used to know everything about animals. You can give me any kind of animal test you want.
What animals do they have now in 1930?
Turtles.
Maybe they still have like Tasmanian tigers and stuff.
Turtles, yeah. What do you think of this turtle?
He's like... Is that a... He's pretty cute. Yeah, he's a cute little turtle.
You have sort of a flat affect right now.
Oh, no, I mean, it's just because I'm, like, sensitive to the
light.
Quick,
show her another one. Show her another one.
Okay, what do you think of this Tasmanian devil?
Oh, my God, he's really cute. Like...
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Okay, show another one.
Look at how big his jaws are. They could through wire.
Right, for sure. What do you think of this, Andean condor.
Andean condor. Yeah. Whoa. Yeah, that's far out.
You're acknowledging
all right.
that the animal is dead.
No, actually, I see is a black screen.
Does something strike? This seems off.
Yeah, I mean, I think we got a couple red flags here. I don't know what to do, Noah. I don't know what to do. I never really thought I would be in this position with Sarah Steele, but, you know, here we are.
Honestly, I've always really looked up to Sarah Steele, and
what are you guys talking about?
I don't know.
Wait, you know what my favorite animal is?
Yeah, listen. Sarah is behaving quite strangely. And, you know, she's been with us for such a long time.
I think I might have just eaten, like, a bad batch of brains a couple days ago.
Nah, because you do that all the time. You do that all the time, but you don't start talking weird shit about animals. You don't start, like, fucking failing the test. I mean, you don't start reacting weirdly to pictures of animals.
There is no test.
It's not a test. It's not a test. Okay. Listen. Something's wrong.
Okay. How do you feel about your mother?
Listen. Don't ask her about her mother. She might freak out.
Oh, shit.
How do you feel about your mother?
Oh, God. Yeah. Jeez. And...
Oh, this is so unbelievable. Well, why do things things like this happen
the
to me?
Things that Sarah Steele actually answered honestly when she was asked that question.
So basically,
CF,
I mean, after
Orphan Olympic,
after Sarah Steele attacked Noah, we knew that something was seriously wrong.
But we fortunately, knew I had gained so many acrobatic abilities after converting to the side of Billy Bob Thornton. It was as
Thornton,
though
what
I
the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, man, who's that?
Billy Bob, who's that asshole?
Billy Bob, that sounds like an actor name.
Yeah, that sounds like a bad actor, actually.
Don't talk shit right
I'm
now.
I'm not.
He's a great actor.
But there's only one son of God that's Billy Bob Thornton.
That's Billy not, Bob it's not Billy Bob Thornton. It's not. Billy Bob.
It's a Billy Bob event. But because I've converted away from it now, let's just take you back. It was several years ago, and at the time, Sarah was a spy for my renegade, evil, fundamentalist, fascist church. And she was infiltrating the podcast, and she was being given a test, even though they were lying to her and saying that they weren't giving her a test.
Which, as like a robot, I should have been able to like pick up on.
Anyways, so continue the test.
Oh, I thought they already caught. Yeah, I thought I was already.
Well, you shot me.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah, so then you fled afterwards.
Yeah.
I can't believe this happened to me. Chad!
Oh, and you were shot, right?
I, you know, I've never been shot before, and I got shot, and it fucking hurts. Like, crazy, man. Fuck getting shot. I'm Noah, and it sucks to get shot. I came here to save the day, and it fucking sucks. Ugh.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. The line is, I'll tell you about my mother. That's actually what the line is.
And after Sarah shot Noah, we knew something was wrong.
Honestly, I just wanted to know how her mother was doing. My God.
Yeah, but something else. Something else is going on. It's almost as if Patrick's back in town.
Oh, shit.
What else could this be? Think about it. The sudden psychotic behavior. Betrayal of the Apocalcast. Just like him. I think I know what's going on.
What's going on, Chad?
Well, a long time ago, Pat and I had a feud. It had to do with him burning our friend Kristen Gwynn at the stake. I took exception. And Pat went his way, and I stayed with the Apocalcast. Some say the Apocalcast was never the same. Some say that I sold out. I didn't fucking sell out. I bought in. With Patrick gone, it was all there for me. It was all laid out for me. And you know what? I saw the opportunity and I took it.
What was
and
laid out for you, Jack?
And that's when I met you, Noah. That's when I met you. Little guy from the wrong side of somewhere, with something to prove. Took you under my wing and made you the co-host of the Apocalcast.
I'm glad you gave me that chance. I'm glad you took me under your wing.
Thank you very much, but you know, thing is, there's just so much you don't know. So much that happened in the before.
Yeah, and he negotiated it. He, like, negotiated an end to, like, the war. It was intense. Noah, our guest tonight, back in the day when we were having our feud that involved so much fucking jazz music, he was there, invited back to the Apocalcast to be the co-host because Sarah Steele had joined my church, my renegade church of the Billy Bob and Patrick. And the first time you guys co-hosted an episode of the Apocalcast, you were having a great time, and it was so funny. Yeah. And you guys were expecting some listener mail. Right? Hey.
Oh,
Jad,
yeah.
Jad, right?
I'd love to hear some fucking listener mail. Love it. I, Jad, would just love some listener mail. Does that mean there's listener mail?
Hey,
is there, narrator.
Hey,
is
Noah, there you wanted listener mail, right?
I was hoping there would be listener mail.
Yeah, he also wanted to listen to some listener mail, and they were just expecting some listener mail.
Well, let's hear it.
They called in and were like, operator, please connect me to the Apocalcast.
You know, and this, they were expecting to hear from, like, Phyllis or some shit, you know. You know, one of, like, the regular callers. But they got a different call.
It was a little bit, just a tiny bit, yeah, on the uneasy side.
This is a message. This is a message for the cast of the Apocalypse. Or the terrible dumbass prostrate listeners of the Apocalypse. Pat took me somewhere. I wish I could tell you where it is. I'm glad I can't. Ow! I don't know where I am. Listen, if you can hear me. Listen, Pat's changed. He's not cool. He's not cool anymore. He is cool. He is cool, but something different about him. Something got into him. I don't know who's doing the Apocalypse cast anymore. It's somebody else. Oh, God. Oh, I wish I could get out of here. Oh, no, no. Oh, yeah, who next?
What?
Fuck, it just cuts off there.
Was that Johnny Bugle?
That's definitely Johnny Bugle's voice.
I mean, what happened to that guy?
I don't know. I mean, something happened to him. He got abducted.
He mentioned Pat. He said Pat wasn't cool anymore. But then sounded like he got hit in the face and said that Pat was cool. Could Pat have something to do with this?
Well, you know, I mean, I don't want to judge before the facts are in, but I think that's definitely going on.
I think it's fucking definitely happening. Yeah.
Well, I guess the question is, where's Pat?
Where's Pat?
What happened to Pat?
Little did they know that me and a Billy Bob Patrick were getting our plans in order for figuring out how to get rid of the Apocalypse once and for all in the name of Jesus. Because, after all, who are we? What is life?
What is life? Sarah, I feel like your sister. It's not really like a sexual thing, you know what I mean? It's more like a hetero life mate type of deal, even though you're a woman. But I'm glad that we robbed a bank and that we got a lot of money now that we're going to use to found our church.
Sure, yeah, that's the best way to do it. And that's what we did. We were hitting the streets. We were spreading the Lord's name and the Lord's word. And for every Sunday, we could bring in another 5-10 people, until soon it was each of those people bringing another 5-10 people, and then the next thing you know, every time
we was just a raging voices turning people to the light of the Lord
all day, every day.
We was just blurting and converting.
We was dancing and a prancing.
Well, speaking of dancing, we was the scheming.
Scheming and a memeing.
Yep, scheming and a memeing. Just like my favorite character from a Shining Time Station.
And then we got to dreaming.
You guys know Shining Time Station? With Ringo Starr.
With George Carlin.
Yeah. And Schemer.
In dream number two that we shared. Mm-hmm. We saw a beautiful Schemer. White unicorn.
And it's like, hi, my name's Schemer. You might remember me from Shining Time Station. I've taken this form to deliver a message to you. You guys, not only have you broken away from the Apocalypse, but you gotta destroy it. And you have to kill all who have seen it, all who have listened to it. You have to go look on the back end of the website. You have to find every listener and you have to convert them all.
And what are we converting them to, sweet unicorn?
Don't matter. Little David Lynch.
You realize people can't see you dancing on
Doesn't
screen,
matter.
Right?
They can imagine it. If they love me.
Please be advised that Patrick is currently dancing very spectacularly.
Well, the Reverend Billy Bob Patrick. All right. Well, listen, man. If the guy from Shining Time Station, my favorite character, is Schemer, the one who was always scheming on them, who was unfortunately named, Horace Schemer. His name was literally Schemer.
And his cousin, Cleveland Steamer.
And they were just always scheming on George Carlin.
Scheming and a steaming.
Scheming on Ringo Starr. Oh, God. It was just the way that the Apocalypse behaves now.
It ain't right.
The Raging Cajun.
It just ain't right.
I'm coming back for revenge. With Sarah Steele as my companion, we will purify Radio Free Brooklyn.
just as Schemer told you in your dream.
I mean, freedom is a lie. It's radio captive Brooklyn when we're through with it.
Listen, you helped me do something to Johnny B-Roll, but you can't remember what it is because I fed you some of that fucked up vodka tonic drink that I made for my birthday last year.
That shit was good.
It also erased your memory.
Why did you do Johnny B-Roll?
Well, why did you do that?
Because I need your help with something.
Well, why'd you have to erase my memory, though? I mean, you know how much I love my brains.
Yeah, but you like eating them.
I mean, it ain't.
You can always find more. Listen,
the memories in them.
I know that they can't swap out a brain, it's like a new one yet. But you'll have access to that before anyone else does. So, what are you complaining about? I think it's time to go get revenge.
This is our revenge.
But, what's this strange transmission? Music. I don't know if I like it.
This is a very vengeful like skip that we're doing. We're just like skipping very vengefully.
Well,
arm in arm, picking daisies and such.
Just picking daisies, plotting revenge on the Apocalypse, on those fucking heretics.
Just another Friday. Just another Friday.
And on fucking Jad, still transmitting the Apocalypse and its heretic fuck juice out to the masses.
I mean,
shut him down!
I have to say, this life as a replicant is pretty grand.
Whoa, what'd you say?
Oh.
Did you just hear that?
She said something about a life as a replicant.
Yeah.
Do you think this has something to do with the weird thing she was doing with the fucking,
with the animals?
Yeah.
Saying that she loved animals that didn't exist.
But just like in a way that was not convincing.
Mm-hmm.
And then she fucking shot me when I brought up her mom.
Listen, guys.
Like, what the hell was that?
What if?
I'm glad that you've all come here for this summit that I called.
Summit. What summit?
It's just to, like, air some of our grievances, you know? Sarah's still your friend.
Oh,
like,
I'm grieving here.
Listen, she's been running with me lately. You know, Reverend Billy Bob.
And it's been nice. It's been great.
Tell the good people how happy you are, Sarah.
It's so lovely over here.
Wait, but you can't podcast? You can't drink? You can't ramble or gamble?
There's no rambling.
You can't short or cavort?
Don't get me started on the rambling and the gambling, all right? I've come to make peace with the
You can't lack or slack.
Oh, my God. I didn't come here to make peace with lacking.
You can't tack or nack.
Peace with slacking.
What the fuck's that?
I certainly didn't come here to make peace with tacking. All right? Of all the things, that one is a fucking line that I won't cross. All right? So let's just talk about the Apocalypse. I'm here to make peace with the Apocalypse, all right?
Peace.
It's all we want.
Oh, now someone's come back to make peace.
Yeah.
Someone's come back. And wants to make it all right again.
After
Steez
shooting me.
After burning our friend at the stake, he wants to come back.
We all knew Kristen had to go. Alright. Listen.
Yeah, that's fair. That's
stop bitching.
Kristen had to go.
Noah, fucking hypocrite, you have your job because Kristen was fine.
That's true. Actually.
You think she wouldn't be there with Dan? You think she wouldn't be asking strange questions about Johnny B-Roll?
Honestly, I'm more of a Deus Ex Opportunist than a Deus Ex Machina.
I get it. Well,
listen.
We might as well air out some grievances, right?
Okay, so you say you want to reconcile.
It's been a year since I've seen you guys. Oh. And I've just been so full of the light of fucking Jesus, guys.
Praise.
Hey, I'm moving on here.
How can you walk away? I gotta ask, guys. Why don't you join us?
Oh, Shana Tova.
Oh.
Happy fucking New Year.
Jesus.
It's fucking Rosh Hashanah,
though. We shouldn't have asked on the New Year. Fuck!
Oh, what's next? You're not gonna atone on the Day of Atonement?
Oh, every day is the Day of Atonement. Over at our new podcast.
For me, I gotta atone every day. I wake up in the morning, I gotta atone.
Even when I'm working out to get toned, I know that it's a form of atonement also.
Oh!
Right.
Punning here!
So, with a punchline that clever, you think that we're not tapped into the light of fucking Jesus?
Oh, shit.
I have to ask, alright? I'm gonna leave you boys in peace. and I'm going to leave you boys without the word of God.
Okay.
If that's what you choose.
Yeah.
Listen to my message once, all right?
Okay.
Jesus came down, he banned liquor. Jesus came down, he banned gambling. Jesus came down, he banned a rambliner. And then he banned the apocalypse. And at first I was against it. I resisted it with you guys. But then I realized he was right. You know, why should we have our own thoughts? Why should we support community radio? Why should you tune in every Friday at 2 p.m. to listen to the Apocalypse? Oh, speaking of which, yeah. Where is that? Oh, it's in my car.
Why would anyone want to know about
also,
community radio?
Speaking of community radio, even though I am the Reverend Baba Patrick, I'm trying to tell you that there's no point. You still might as well bring some non-perishable physical goods that are desperately needed. In addition to raising funds for the council, we will be collecting non-perishable goods to help the relief efforts with organizations make the road NY. Sorry, this is now. This is like
this
today
is not,
on
not,
Friday.
Not, not a joke.
This is not in the past.
Maybe we should.
I'm not trying to make fun of it. No, rooftop fundraiser for Antigua and Barbuda. Oh, that's good.
Yeah, that is good.
Tomorrow night. At 7 p.m.
What's tomorrow night?
You mean tonight?
Friday night. Tonight at 2 p.m.
At 7 p.m.
No.
In 5 hours from now.
Take it from the top, buddy.
Yep.
There's no taking it from the top. Add things about gambling. No, don't. Sweet it.
Gamble and a ramble away.
This is today.
All right, hey everybody!
We're interrupting our flashback to read you a public service announcement.
Oh wait, where's the
music? Cut the music. Be serious. Okay. Go.
Yeah.
Just go. Cut the music. Okay. Be serious.
So, hey everybody, come on down tonight at 7 o'clock to our Radio Free Brooklyn, our rooftop. It is a fundraiser for Antigua and Barbuda. You and all your friends. Bring them for the hurricane relief efforts. We'll raise some money. Let us keep in mind the devastation of Puerto Rico and Mexico in the last few days, where families are disconnected without phone lines or energy to be in contact with us in the States. And let's come together as a community to help these people by collecting canned goods, non-perishables, and raise money for the dire need of relief efforts in each of these countries.
And where's the event?
It doesn't say.
Well, does it have a name on Facebook?
The link is here.
We've been handed a very confusing statement by our living God King.
There was something about the rooftop. Radio, is there a radio?
We might as well get down to flat sacks. This reminds me of that first sermon that I gave, you know? After I betrayed the podcast and Sarah was by my side and we were complaining about the way that Radio Free Brooklyn would betray Jesus by making people read incomprehensible stuff. They've been confusing and causing us to be a loser.
Now we're oozing.
And snoozing. Boy, do you think they'll know what happened to Johnny B-Roll?
No, what? Who knows what happened to Johnny B-Roll?
Oh, that's right. That liquor.
Did you guys have something to do with Johnny B-Roll? Did you guys have something to do with Johnny B-Roll? Because honestly, it's weird that he's not here.
Yeah, what happened to Johnny B-Roll?
Listen,
Jad wants to know. Hez want to know. Jad wants to know.
Jad? No. Fuck both of you. I'm here to not kill you, alright? I'm here to say that I'm willing to not kill you.
I already got fucking shot for this shit. I ain't here to not kill me.
Well, you're not gonna get shot again. Don't worry, your pretty little face. You're not gonna get shot again, alright, Noah?
Oh, but what if I keep asking?
Dad, we never even shot you. Because you knew already that we were trying to shoot you.
Honestly, Dad's really good at ducking. bullet.
Yeah, man. I mean, I don't think this is an argument you're going to win.
He's not afraid
Reverend
of anything.
Reverend DeBilly Baba Patrika.
It's true, Chad.
You ain't going to win this shit.
But I'm not trying to win it. I'm just proving a point. You're not going to get shot again, all right? So stop fucking complaining about the time that she shot you.
It fucking hurt, man!
Okay, tell you sorry.
I'm like wicked in the hole for my medical bills. It really fucking hurt. I'm wild in debt. It's really bad to get shot.
Stop being fucking all bitch about it.
All right, I'm done.
Tell him.
You need to apologize to me.
Yeah, apologize to Sarah for being so mean after she shot you.
I refuse to apologize to you for getting shot by you. You have to apologize to me.
No, the Apocalypse is dead, man.
I don't apologize, Sarah. I fucking apocalypse. I'm here to apocalypse for you motherfuckers dying for trying to end the apocalypse.
We're not even gonna kill you, alright? So let's just all gather around.
I'll die for the apocalypse.
I know that.
I'll die for the apocalypse.
I respect that, my child. But I've been out in the world a wheeling and a dealing.
Stealing.
A stealing and a peeling and a peeling. And a rambling and a gambling.
Wait, I mean, no rambling, no gambling.
No.
Yeah, I'm saying you gotta get your story straight, bro.
No, I'm saying I was.
Have you not been following the word of the Lord?
Back in the day, I never followed the Lord.
I'm pretty sure the Lord said no rambling, no gambling, and you just said you will be rambling and you will be gambling.
No, I said that I was rambling. I said that I was.
Are you a
will have
sinner?
Once been.
I was a sinner. And you guys are all about poison sin. And you weren't even there to help me. You guys were like, let's make the Apocalypse a fun environment for everyone. Let's be nice and inclusive to people with different perspectives. People that disrespect Jesus. People that just fucking take his life and his light and they just fucking take it in big gobs and they just throw it in the fucking toilet. And they're like, fuck Jesus. Why should we listen to Jesus? What does it even matter, right? Why?
I mean, do you have an answer to that? Because honestly...
that you fucking get revenge for Jesus. You guys took the road of semi-nonviolence. You did preach a lot of violence at the Apocalypse.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
A lot of hate, a lot of like, just dark, like, turgid hatred. And we respect you for that. Turgid. We really do. Yeah, but eventually you turn into a bunch of fucking pussies, let's be real. Like, you know, just sitting around.
Honestly, Johnny B-Roll was a fucking pussy.
Well, now he's gone.
But Jad is here,
maybe
and Noah
should,
is here, and we're not fucking
someone.
Pussies.
Maybe you should thank an old friend, but you're not having to deal with it anymore.
You know, what do you mean by that?
I don't know, I've just been living out in the bayou for a while. It changes the way a man sees things.
Billy Bob Patrick, do you have something to do with the disappearance of Johnny Beagle?
What the fuck kind of reported question is that, asshole?
Yes or no?
No, fuck you.
So no.
Fuck both of you. Fuck
no,
you also,
fuck you.
Jad. You guys didn't even like Johnny Beagle. You said mean stuff about him behind his back all the time.
Honestly, like, I did do that. I
like
did do that.
Yeah, definitely.
You're like Johnny B-Roll has sex with the animals.
I did say that. That was on me.
Himself to construction workers.
That the last one was Jad. Jad said that.
Yeah, I confess.
Jad, why was you making up shit
confess
about Johnny B-Roll?
Sins.
He was a good boy. I mean, he is a good boy.
Wait, he's tricking us into confessing. I'm not going to confess to shit.
No, listen, I think you guys maybe had something to do with the disappearance of Johnny B-Roll. Now, this isn't really a conversation I want to have right now because we've come to resolve peace, right? So, yeah, you go have your little podcast. You go dancing around. You go rambling around, gambling around, saying that you're talking about Jesus when really you're talking about some fucking bullshit.
How about shambling? I'm going to get fucking shambling.
Blood-drinking, pig-fucking, animal-worshipping fucking heretics. Okay, and you're allowed to be that. I'm willing to make peace with it because I'm up against the devil. So I'm not. If the Apocalypse wants to step out of my way, that's fine. You guys are gonna have to make peace with Jesus when you meet him, and then you're gonna boin in hell.
Boinin and a toinin.
Just boinin and a toinin.
Wait. So did he have something to do with Johnny Buell's appearance, do you think?
Patrick, you mean?
Jad, what do you
or
think,
the
huh?
Reverend?
Jad, do you think that the Reverend Billy Bob Patrick had something to do with the disappearance of Johnny B-Roll?
Oh, maybe.
He's acting wild.
He's always got something up his sleeve. What? This I can tell you. I've known Patrick for a really long time. He's always scheming. He's always fucking planning something.
Scheming and a teaming. Don't forget the dreaming. You name the two worst things that I do. You name the scheming.
Patrick, I see you dreaming and a teaming and a scheming. I see you scheming. I see you scheming. I see you teaming. I see you dreaming. I see you dreaming of scheme.
Well, at least you admit that you see me dreaming. At least you admit that Sarah Steele spoke to Jesus. And when she spoke to Jesus, he took the form of the guy from Shining Town Station. Horace Schemer.
It was Schemer. It was a spitting image. And Jesus told me. He told me you have to join. You have to join with a Billy Bob Patrick. And you have to renounce the Apocalypse.
So listen, guys, let's all just drink this tea, and we'll be done with it, right?
I love tea. Nice tea. Tea is so good.
That's because we don't drink alcohol anymore.
No, yes, just tea.
Yeah, no booze.
We've been slurring our words a lot lately, but it's not because we've been drinking. It's because we're so blessed.
So much blessed.
So
it's because we've been thinking.
Just Jesus is so big, you know? I can't even collect all of it into, like, coherent words and sentences.
So big, Jesus. Jesus.
Oh, boy. Another thing that used to annoy me about the Apocalypse was how incompetent everyone was helping me. And then they would turn to me for help afterwards. They'd be like, Pat, why don't you deal with your problems yourself?
Patrick, what are you gesturing at? What are you asking for?
It doesn't even matter, because we're just gonna drink some tea, some normal tea, right? Not like tea that has anything wrong with it.
Not like anything you put nothing.
I'm drinking the same tea.
I'm just checking.
I know,
I'm checking in.
I know. Listen, if we're gonna move forward, it's good to have all these things out in the open. All right, guys. So hand me a bottle opener. Let's have some of that fucking tea. All right, guys. Bottoms up. It's tea time. Oh, let's have some tea.
Swish. Oh, yeah. Mm. That looks delicious.
Whoa. Such delicious tea. Whoa. You guys, have some of your tea.
I'm going to go to jail for being on this podcast.
That's a distinct possibility.
You guys ever heard of a little man called Aristotle?
I heard of Aristotle.
Yeah.
Wrote a book.
Yeah, he said that there was only one Name God. Only one God. He was a philosopher. He was also a pedophile.
Well, I mean, they all were.
Yeah.
Until like 20 years ago.
Yeah, especially
Michel
Foucault. Oh, total pedophile, notorious.
More like Michel Foucault.
Oh,
hey,
you heard it, everyone. You heard it on the Apocalypse.
Plato was this guy, and he would just
Aristotle.
Right? Aristotle, yeah, whatever. And he would just like walk out in the sun in his fucking robe with like his dick hanging out, and he'd just catch the sun and be like, "Who are we? Like, what's the fucking point? You know?"
Right.
That reminds me of Johnny B-Roll.
Yeah. It's a lot like Johnny B-Roll. And like Johnny B-Roll, well, like Johnny B-Roll, I have no idea what happened to Aristotle either. So Aristotle one day woke up and he was like, God damn, am I fucking hungover from last night's orgy. I can't believe that I shat myself so much. Just drinking all that thick wine.
Yeah, Aristotle, it happens to the best of us.
That ancient world wine.
You're not the only one.
The kind of wine that Jesus drank. He was like, I'll be the last person that drinks this wine. No one else after me. I am the wine. You think you can drink me? Fuck you. No rambling. No gambling.
Plenty of Jesus in Aristotle's time, though.
Oh, guys, have a drink.
I love the drink of the tea.
Oh, Sarah, I know that you like it. Noah, how does it taste?
It tastes
like the sweet nectar of the gods.
Dad, why don't you tell me how it tastes?
Oh, it, tastes like the Lord, like the Holy Spirit.
I'm glad that you feel that way.
Yeah, definitely.
It tastes pretty good. Honestly, like, it's kind of, the good taste is overwhelming the incredibly ominous music.
Well, gosh, I'm really glad that you feel that way. How about you guys try standing up?
What?
Let's play a little game. Sarah, Why don't you stand up? Oh, wow, look, she's standing up very easily. She doesn't have any problem standing up. Look at that.
Wow.
That's impressive.
Honestly, it's not that impressive.
Well, hey, Noah, if you think that it's not that impressive, why don't you try standing up?
Ugh, fuck. Oh, what the fuck? What the shit?
Oh, look at that.
My legs don't work, you fucking piece of shit.
Oh, you shouldn't have trusted me. I'm still standing. I'm still standing and rambling, but no gambling and no ApocoCast. I brought back the rambling.
We're standing and abandoned together.
Yep, we abandoned the standing.
Like clams in a ham, enough.
Like a frying pan and a spam.
Like a cheese and a ham, enough.
Like a cheese and a ham, enough.
Like a time trombone to bring you home.
Fuck you guys. We shot you once, we told you to go fuck yourself, we called the summit, you guys were both stupid, you showed up. Hey, Jeff.
Yeah?
Why don't you try standing up, it's so fucking tough.
I can't. Why? Why does this always happen to me?
Curse you, Billy Bob, Thor Patricka.
Why does this always happen to me? Jed!
Oh. Jed, you okay?
Now I'm gonna pull out my dick. No. I'm gonna pull out my little peck.
Oh, fuck.
God.
Oh, Noah. I'm pissing all over you with the thick stream.
I'm getting pissed on by Billy Bob Patrick's tiny, tiny penis.
I'm pissing all over you with the thick yellow stream with a little micro penis with my thick, dehydrated urine.
It's so brown.
Oh, my brown urine. Hey, Jed.
Honestly, you should get your kidneys
checked. Yeah, what's going on?
Just because we were best friends, you think I'm not going to piss on you before I kill you?
I wouldn't put it past you, sir.
I'm going to piss all over you.
Honestly, Jed, let's just... Jed, sidebar, Jed, he would definitely piss on you.
He would totally do it. Oh my God, that not lying, sniveling motherfucker.
Yeah.
I fuck both of you guys.
He said
guys
he does everything he says he'll do.
So you know what happened to Aristotle? He said that there was one God.
Oh, shit.
He said there was one God. Amen.
Amen. Amen to Aristotle. And just as he was betrayed and fucking poisoned.
Right. No,
you have drank the hemlock seed.
Fuck!
That was tote soaks.
Wait, so how many hosts are there of the ApocoCast right now? Because how many hosts are there's that many gods? Right now, I'm pretty sure it's just me and Jad, so there's fucking two gods.
So soon you will join
and
the gods?
And whenever Johnny B-Roll gets back
whenever Johnny B-Roll gets back, there's fucking three gods, all right? Fuck off.
Wow, no, I didn't take you for a man of faith.
Oh, I'm polytheism in here.
What great irony that you are dying because of the hemlock seed.
Yeah, it fucking
the
sucks.
The same way that Aristotle died for saying that there was one god, for telling the truth, you die the same way because you're telling lies. Oh, Jad, God, you were such a dear friend to me, and then you were going to leave for Cyprus, but then
we had
to fight against great evil, and you decided not to. You did the right thing.
Yeah, definitely.
Everybody respected you so much for that, Jad.
I always do the right thing, and I fear
B-roll,
nothing.
When Johnny B-Roll went disappeared, you came out with me, and you were like, hey, let's go look for him. And I was like, you know what? Yeah, let's go have a little look, you know? And we kind of... And me and Sarah were just so wandering around.
Walling and a ballin'.
Walling and a ballin'.
Nothing but stallin'.
A screamin' and a dreamin' and a...
Crawlin' and a caterwauling.
And a memin'.
Following tracks and checking maps.
Oh, so many maps.
Playing taps for your old dead friend.
Playing taps for our friend Johnny B. Well, where could he be?
Some assless chaps.
Yeah, all chaps are assless.
Interesting.